Blog Talk Radio.
Far across the ocean, from sea to shining sea, different kinds of people sing a sweet harmony. Take a look around you, think about what you see. We can live together, side by side, you and me. One song that the whole world can sing, one voice that together will bring, one hope that above everything, the whole world can sing one song.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Sorry for the delay. We had network issues. Wasn't able to connect, but it'll be a full 30-minute show with Carla Metzke. And you can call on into the show to speak to Carla, 347-884-8245. And here is Carla.
Spirit, hello, it's Carla Metzke. I'm a shamanic healer for animals and people. And my website is spirithealer.com, so you can reach me there and you can learn all about what I do. My series on Blog Talk Radio is to help you understand shamanism and how it can help you and help your animals, and to do a little bit of healing work for people who do call-ins for us. Our subject today is shamanic aspects of illness. We call these intrusions. You know, other people may call them negative energies or blockages or all sorts of those terms that may go along with why you're not doing really well. Energetic aspects of why you're sick or why you're stuck or why you're just plain not thriving. Or your animals, why they're sick, why they're stuck, why they're not thriving. The energetic aspects of these troubles, shamanic parlance for that is intrusion. And what that means is it's an energetic aspect of something that's stuck in you, on you, or around you and is creating a problem for you by being there. It doesn't mean the thing is bad. It means it's creating a problem for you by being there. So an intrusion you might think of as just to help you understand that it's not that it's a negative thing. Let's just say, for an example, that you had a beautiful house and it had mice. The mice aren't bad, they're just mice, and they're creating a problem for you by living in your house. So they're an intrusion in your house, and we need to get that intrusion out of there. Ideally, you'd do it by trapping them and releasing them so that they could be happy and live their lives where they're more appropriate, out in the field. Sometimes you have to go to more extreme measures because this is the way it is. But in the shamanic way of working, when we're working with an intrusion, with an energetic aspect of a trouble, we always capture it and we transmute it and change it back into a positive energy that can be useful where it is, or contribute to new life. So, in the shamanic way of working with your house, we would trap the mice and release them back into the field. We would not give them rat poison. We would capture and release. So, how does that work for an intrusion? Let's just talk about what an intrusion might look like from a shamanic point of view. If I'm doing healing work on a person or on an animal, and we'll just start with the idea of it being a cat. A sweet little cat, and we'll work on a cat named Timmy, who is my cat, because he's always welcome to be worked on. Let's say that I felt that Timmy had a little bit of a problem and he needed a healing. I would journey, and I'd call the compassionate beings in, and I'd take Timmy's soul and my soul through the sacred tunnel into the lower world where I would join my spirit teachers. And I'd call in specifically the teachers who helped me with cats, because as a shaman, I always work in connection with compassionate beings. I don't just do this on my own. I'm not trapping the mice by myself. I'm asking for spiritual guidance to see what's wrong and to do something about it. So I've got Timmy with me down in the sacred lower world, and I present him to my teachers, my sweet ones. Here is Timmy, and I think that he isn't thriving. Can we scan him to see if there are intrusions, energetic aspects of illness, or energetic problems that are not serving him being where they are? And so I begin the scan. My power animals and my teachers would show me, and we'd look through his energetic field, and I'd see something here, right here on him. It's a shadow. I see a blackness, a sort of thickening there. What is that? I don't need to diagnose what that is in ordinary reality terms. But as I sense it, I can begin to feel it in my own body, and it makes my eye thick and my side thick. And so I ask the teachers, can we please remove this intrusion? And I see Bear merge with me, and Bear's claw becomes my hand, and I reach into the spiritual aspect of Timmy, and I gather up with Bear's claws that intrusion, and I pull it out. And I see it now. And Bear says, we will encase it. And he brings white light around it thickly and strongly. And he says, all right, now we're going to take it and transmute it. We're going to churn it back into beauty and light to take it back where it belongs. And we cross over through the veil, through the west, where I do intrusion work. And I pass it off to the beauty, the power of water, into the ocean. And the ocean transmutes this energy back into beautiful, sacred life, the energy from which things can come and thrive. And now, after I've removed that intrusion, it's essential to restore the power to that place that's healthy, because nature abhors a vacuum, and when you take something out, you must put power back in. And so I ask the spirits to bring me the sweet energy to refill that place in Timmy. And I see my teacher come up from the edge of the ocean shore where I transmuted. And she gives me a gift. It's a green stone. It's a beautiful green stone and filled with power. And I wrap it in golden light, and Bear and I come back through. You may see Bear on me, in me, around me, and through me. We come back into the circle where Timmy is, and he opens his jaw, and I place this green, beautiful crystal into him. It absorbs through him, and I see my teachers rebalance Timmy. And they pull that energy into him and surround him with it. And he's beautiful. He's beautiful. And he sighs and he says, thank you. Amber, teacher, gorgeous one, is there anything I, Carla, have to do now to help Timmy integrate this beautiful green light and to heal the energetic aspects of that for him? I guess my phone is going off. We'll give it just a second so we don't have to worry about it. I should have turned it off, but I didn't. So, Amber says, as we're listening to our beautiful music in the background, she says, what you need to do for this is actually have your vet look at his teeth, because there's a tooth there that's becoming dinky, which is why it looked like that. So have your vet take a look at his teeth. Thank you, Amber. Okay. I didn't know that Tim had a problem there, but if I had, if I were working on an animal and the person was giving me an understanding of that the animal had a problem someplace, say their stomach hurts or they've strained their ACL or whatever, even an emotional problem, like he feels like he's got anxiety and he can't shake it, whatever it is, I can take that animal to the sacred circle and I can ask my teachers to show the intrusion that's associated with that problem, whether it's a physical illness or an emotional illness, and to remove that intrusion, to transmute it back into source energy. Very important that you transmute these things. You don't just throw them out there so they can get stuck on someone else. You transmute them, and then to bring back the healing power to fill that area and restore that original self power to bring back the healing. And there's a lot more that we do in an energetic healing for an animal, a lot more. But that is the essence of what we call extraction of intrusions and transmutation. So let's just say another example of how this could work. Your life feels like it's blocked, like you're trying to get down that road. How about a simple path? Like you want to exercise and you have a determination that you're going to go to the gym every day and you're going to do your workout, you're going to get fit, and yet you feel stymied by it, like there's some kind of a blockage that gets between you and doing and going. I know this is a common thing. Some just call it bad habit. Some call it whatever they call it. There is an energetic aspect that is troubling you and is stuck and helping you fail. A shamanic healer can go in and see what that aspect looks like. They can ask their power animals and their teachers to show what that aspect is doing, how it's blocking you, where it comes from, and then to remove it. Now, that can end up being complicated because it may be some aspect of your psyche that you feed and you bring up, or it may be an outside influence that you weren't even aware of that's blocking you. Perhaps somebody in your family doesn't really want you to be fit. Could it be? Or something. But whatever it is, there's an energy to that. And that energy acts just like an intrusion. So we transmute that energy and bring in instead the restorative balance of power to help you move through that obstacle and into the life you're seeking. Now imagine what the energetic aspect of a big illness like cancer must look like. Yes, it is big and it's strong. But the way that we heal it is exactly the same. We ask the power animals and the teachers to show the energetic aspect of the illness, to contain it in a way where it is absolutely bound, to remove it out of the sphere of influence from that client, and to transmute it 100%. And then to bring in the healing power, which infuses that client with whatever they need to undo the illness. Imagine the healing power going into your immune system to teach your immune system how to fight again. How to fight again. Is this not what we're doing with our magic medicines of nowadays, of our gene-powered medicine, where we're teaching the immune system how to fight the war against illness? This is the way shamanic healing has been working since the beginning of mankind. Spiritual information coming in to inform the body, to show the body how to heal itself, how to come back into balance. Yes, this is what shamanic healing has been doing for all these years and is still doing. Shamanism is so important. It's so important for our planet. Now, maybe there's somebody on the line who would like a little bit of healing work done. I'm in the mood. Michael, do we have a caller?
Yes, let's go to Marina in California.
Hello, hi. Marina.
Hello. I need help with my little dog, Lola. Her eyes are, it looks like cataracts are coming or glaucoma is coming in. There's like little white pearls in her eye. Both
okay.
of them. She's 12
all
years
right.
old.
And she's, did you say she's a pom?
No, close. She's a multi-poo.
A multi-poo. And her name again is?
Lola.
Lola. And she's a girl. And
mm-hmm.
she's got eye problems. Okay. I call the spirits of the north the east, the south, and the west, the sky and the earth to come and join and merge in the center. As above, so below, as within, so without. I carry the spirit of Lola with me and Marina following, and we go down through the sacred tunnel into the sacred world of Grandmother Sunflower, and she greets us. Hello, love, hello. Lola is a little freaked out by this, and I can understand why. So I asked my power animals to recede a little bit so they're not so frightening. It's the big deer has really got her eyes like, woo! And so now she settles and she looks at your spirit. You stand there and you send love to her. You actually are in the direction of the northwest, which is great. Grandmother Sunflower comes in and she lays down white rose petals around Lola. The scent of these rises and the harmony of them rises. The song of the roses rise and she calms down. Grandmother points to the direction of the southwest and I see my sacred teacher, Dr. Lee, coming in. Dr. Lee is a Chinese medicine man. He and I worked together in a lifetime a long time ago, and I met him when I did a retro into past lives, you know, a regression,
mm-hmm.
and to learn about a life when I was a great healer in a field that I, this year, lifetime, know nothing about, and that would be acupuncture. Dr. Lee laughs. He says, I know so much more than that, but you always say that. But that's fine. That's fine, he says. Now, let's see this dog. And Lola lays herself out, and she sticks her tongue out for him. She seems to know, and he looks at the color of her tongue, and he diagnoses from it in a Chinese way, which, again, I don't know. I just watch him. And now he puts his hands on her pelvis, his left hand on her pelvis, and his right hand right there on her thorax, and he feels the pulse of her body, the wave of her body to get a sense of where she is. He takes a deep breath like that. And then he just reaches in behind her eyes and he pulls out the intrusion that is creating the difficulty, the shamanic aspect of the eye trouble. It comes out like long, stringy cotton candy. He asks me to stand back and allow him to do this so that I don't touch it, so my eyes don't catch it. Because even in diseases which are non-communicable, the energetic aspect of them can be communicable. It's very important that the work be done in a very strict manner so that no one else catches the wave. He wraps it up in a tight ball. He cocoons it like a caterpillar is cocooned. And when the silk is tight and it's safe, he takes it and he calls. He sings a song and a night bird comes in and grasps the caterpillar and flies off with it to transmute the intrusion. Now Dr. Lee reaches into his sacred kit and he brings out drops and he puts them into her eyes. You will need drops. The doctor will give you drops. You will use them. You need the doctor's drops. I empower those drops to give you them the superior healing, the energy of the healing through the drops. You will get the drops and use them. And then he puts power into the eye, third eye above Lola's eyes, and he puts blue and white light back into the area where he had pulled the intrusions out, and he radiates that power into the eyes, and it moves in and out, and it pulsates, and she begins to relax. She begins to breathe. Her eyes actually bother her, and this is quite soothing to her. It hurts her more, she says, on her left side, the left side. Now she takes a big, deep breath, and she begins to lick her tongue. And she says she wishes to be done now. So we wrap the white light around her, Grandmother Sunflower sings a song and calls in a power animal for her. It is the butterfly that has the transmutation of the illness. And the butterfly flaps his wings around her and then flies off. This is as it should be. This is done. You will go to the doctor. The doctor's work will be effective. We will guide the doctor's hand. Thank you, Dr. Lee. At any time, he says, any time. Grandmother Sunflower, we thank him. We give you Lola back, and we guide you and your soul and Lola's soul back into your room. I see you settled there, and I come back into my bones. Hello, dear. I'm back. How are you?
I was watching her while you were doing it, and when Dr. Lee went into her, her little body moved.
Yeah.
And I could see her starting to kind of a white light around her, a white and purple light. And,
awesome.
I'm working with her with PMF, electrical stimulus. I don't want to take her to get them worked on because she's so old. I don't want to put her under at that stage.
Yeah. Okay. There is some drops. So you need to find out what those are.
Okay.
There's some drops that Dr. Lee was really clear that the medicine drops, he will infuse them. So I don't know whether it's a homeopathic drop or an allopathic drop or what the drop is, but there's some drops.
Okay.
I mean, it might just be as simple as saline, but whatever the drops are, you can trust that Dr. Lee is infusing them with his power because he will continue working with you and Lola. He doesn't just stop because I've quit. When I ask him to help you, honey, he's on the case with you, and this is ongoing.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, shamanism's like that. It's not a treatment. You're not getting a treatment. We're asking compassionate beings who have lives of their own and whose purpose is to help, whose choice is to help. We're asking them to help you. And
mm-hmm.
when we do that, they're on the case. It's not a one-time deal. They will work with you continually, especially Dr. Lee. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you a story about Dr. Lee. I was out hiking. This was quite a while ago, and my hips were all messed up from racing mountain bikes, whatever, you know. They were messed up. And I was out hiking. I was by myself up in central Washington, and I was not doing very well. My hips started to hurt so much, I couldn't walk anymore. And I was pretty sure that I was in trouble because I needed to walk out of the mountains and there was nobody else. And I didn't have a cell phone. You know, there's the drill. I'm stuck. So I say, I'm good. I sat down on a rock and I journeyed and I called Dr. Lee to come and help me. And he put me into my meditative like trance and he merged in me and he had me move my body in micro movements, my neck, ever so slightly, and then another way, and my arms and my legs, and he had me moving precisely. I could see him like in a mirror, and I'd perform the movement, and after about 10 minutes of these micro movements, my fascia released, and my hips were fine, and I could walk out.
Where are you located?
I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, because I saw a 626 number. I just subscribed to your newsletter.
Oh, great. 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 Glad to have you on board. Welcome.
Great. I will definitely tell my friends.
Okay, good. Thank you. Welcome to shamanism. I'm glad to have you on board. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all of your help.
You're welcome. Michael, we've got a few more minutes. Is there another caller?
Okay, we've got about 4 minutes. Let's go to Pat in Connecticut.
Hello.
Hi, Pat. This has to be very short. How can I help you?
Okay, my dog has gone through 3 different tick-borne diseases. One, ehrlichiosis, which parasites go into the bones. Also, he's gone through a lot of my own anxiety and depression. Could you just scan him or Dr. Lee and take a look and see if anything needs help?
Well, I can guarantee you a lot needs help. And since we only have a few minutes, I'm going to do what I call my power pack. Poo. Okay, what's your dog's name?
Chance.
Chance. I call the spirits of the north, the east, the south, and the west, Grandmother Sunflower, all my teachers. I need a power animal to go to Chance. I need Chance's team to come and step forward. And I need a spirit, pretty please with sugar on top, who is going to help this woman and Chance get to help for him. A dragon comes in. He says, at your service, my humble self to your humble self. And he merges into you, and I'm sure you can handle that. Right now, put your hands on Chance, lady. Put your hands on your dog.
I'm not at home, but I'll do it in my mind.
Do it in your mind. And when you get home, do the same thing. Put your hands around his ears and allow the dragon to pour power into that dog. By the breath of dragon, by the love of dragon's heart, by the sweetness of dragon's breath, I call for your healing. I call for healing. I call for your love. By the breath of dragon, I call for your healing with love. Okay. You have the capacity to do that. You can get the recording of this. I'll process it this afternoon, and I'll put it up on my website, spirithealer.com/radio, so you can hear it again, and you can know what to do, okay?
Thank you so much.
Blessings and honors to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Blessings.
All right, Michael, I believe that's it, huh?
That's a wrap on the show. Thank you so much, Carla, for another great show.
And all right, thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty, and that's going to do it here. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Carla Metzke Show.